The next one deviates a little bit from drought and temperature effects, but it is ground cover fraction from green and red channels of a digital camera. The talk will be given by Bablu Sharma, and he has Glenn Ritchie and Nitya Rajan as co-authors. They are from Texas Tech and Texas A&M.
Thank you, Dr. Reddy, for the introduction. Good morning, everyone. I am Bablu Sharma, and I'm a graduate student with Dr. Glenn Ritchie. And today we will be talking about the research project to estimate ground cover fraction using red and green channels of a digital camera. Now, first of all, what ground cover is? The ground cover is defined as area of the soil surface covered by the plants when we look downward. It can be either in percentage units or in fractional units. In a digital image, we separate out plant pixels from the soil pixels, and then we estimate ground cover based on how many plant pixels we have out of total number of pixels. And this ground cover fraction is really important as it is related to crop growth and radiation capture, and also to estimate crop coefficient. Now, if we look at the spectral reflectance characteristics of plants and soil, we can estimate ground cover from a digital image, digital images based on the differences in the spectral reflectance properties between plants and soils. Plants tend to absorb strongly in the visible regions, and then they have a strong reflectance in the near infrared as well as the green channel in the visible regions, while soils tend to have a slight upward slope as we move from visible to the near infrared. Using this approach of having differences in the spectral reflectance between plants and soil, Maas and Rajan developed a novel procedure to estimate ground cover fraction. In their approach, if we plot digital counts in the near infrared with the digital counts in the red regions, all the soil pixels, they will lie along a straight line. We call it as a bare soil line. While for the 100% ground cover, the pixels will lie at the apex of this triangle. So you can estimate ground cover fraction based on the difference between the 100% ground cover and the soil line. So for any point, you can estimate ground cover fraction based on what's the difference between 100% and the soil line. And this index is called perpendicular vegetation index, or a PVI. Now, as I already mentioned, plants also have a strong reflectance in the green region of the visible spectrum. Our goal was to use that green channel as an alternative to near infrared and to check whether we can use this one to estimate the ground cover fraction. So we have a visible camera on our research sprayer, and we put it approximately two and a half meters above the canopy, take the images throughout the growing season, and then we take the one row width of for the final analysis, and we make sure no part of the research sprayer was included in the final analysis or any additional row, and there was no any additional row of the canopy. So, and in this, the overall objective of this research is to estimate ground cover fraction using two different methods and to determine whether ground cover fractions are affected by multiple cotton cultivars. This is just a screenshot. This is our final image right on this section, and this shows how we took the mean red and green brightness for each image. For this research, we planted cotton. This research was carried over 2 years. In 2012, we planted cotton in May 16, 2012. However, in 2013, we replanted our cotton on June 11, 2013 because of a large hailstorm that we got on June 5th, which destroyed all of our cotton. So we have to replant all of our trial on June 11th. And during both years, we have a split plot irrigation. A split plot experimental design with irrigation as a main plot and cultivar as a split plot. In this study, we have 16 different cultivars from 4 different companies, and we have 2 reps and 10 different water levels, starting from 0 to fully irrigated, which was 6.5 millimeters per day, and irrigation was applied daily. And our irrigation treatment was started at the square initiation. So we have 16 cultivar, 10 different irrigation treatments and 2 reps, so overall we have 320 plots, and each plot was 13 meter long, and we have 4 row plots in the center of 8 row dip irrigation zones. As I already mentioned, the ground cover fraction was estimated using 2 separate methods. The first one was pixel by pixel estimation, and the other was the perpendicular vegetation index as outlined by Maas and Rajan. Here is the first method that we used to estimate our ground cover fraction, which was pixel by pixel analysis. In this analysis, we counted total number of plant pixels as well as total number of soil pixels, and then we estimate ground cover fraction based on how many plant pixels we have out of total number of pixels. In this approach, what we did was we have a separate threshold value for green to red for soil as well as for plant, and we mask out plant and soil pixels. As you can see that all those white pixels, they represent the plant pixels, and those all the black ones, they represent the soil pixels. So we use a separate threshold value of green to red for soil and plants. For the soil, we use a threshold value of 0.8, while for plant, it was 1.1. As you can see that we were able to pick out even minor differences in the canopy. So our threshold value, they worked really well. And another method was the perpendicular vegetation index. Now in the visible region, if you plot green pixels with the red pixels, you have the soil pixels lie along the straight line, and this is your 100% ground cover, and all the seasonal ground cover will lie between those two points, which means between the 100% and the soil line. So the perpendicular vegetation index, as outlined by Maas and Rajan, it was based on the same principle. It will estimate your ground cover fraction based on the distance between the 100% ground cover and the soil line. So this shows your 50% ground cover for that date. Now, after running the calculating the ground cover fraction using those two different methods, one would wonder whether two methods correlate equally or not. So this is the overall pictures of all those correlation comparison between those two methods, and we got a very good correlation of 0.96. And this graph shows our ground cover fractions comparison between two methods over the entire season, and then as you can see that our correlation of coefficient increased as our plant grows, and we have a fairly good correlations of 0.9 throughout the season. Now in this study we have 16 different cotton cultivars, and in our research plots we also encounter with a large number of cultivars. So our goal was to check whether, and all the cultivars have differences in architectures, their leaf color. So we want to check whether we are not either overestimating or underestimating ground cover based on the cultivar we have. So what we did over here, we constructed an overall model with the slopes of all cultivar combined, and then we made a dummy variable, and then we compared the slope of the each cultivar with the slopes of the overall cultivars as outlined using the same procedure as outlined in the SAS guidelines. Here are our results. As this is our slope of all cultivars combined together. As you can see that Fibermax 2484 has a significantly lower slope compared to this slope of all cultivars combined together. Although the slope is significantly different, but the differences are very minor. Like we have a slope of 0.89 when we have all the cultivars combined together, and then we have a slope of 0.85. So we are not underestimating any ground cover, and also Delta Pine 1212 has higher slope. Although it was not significantly different, but we do have a higher slope. So what this table refers to, this means we can use this method over a wide range of cultivars, and we further verified like we are not either overestimating or underestimating ground cover if we have multiple cultivars in our trial. In this study we have 10 different irrigation treatments, and we applied water at each day, and we have differences in the ground cover based on the irrigation we applied. Usually we have a lower lower ground cover fraction, and our ground cover fraction, it increased as we move into the higher irrigation treatments. So in conclusion, we can conclude that we can use red and green channels of a digital camera as an alternative to near infrared and red, and it will also help us to measure our ground cover fraction easily. And also both the methods we outlined here, the ground cover fraction using the perpendicular vegetation index and pixel by pixel, have a very good strong correlations, and we can use this this PVI method over a wide range of cultivars and 10 different water levels. These are some of the references that I have outlined in my research, and I would like to acknowledge all of my committee members who who has given the positive output throughout this research project, our farm manager Regan Anders, and all of our plant physiology group at Texas Tech, especially Curtis Schaefer, John and Luke, who helped throughout this research project in the data collection, because it's 320 plots, it takes a significant amount of time. And also the funding, Jim Graham from Monsanto, who and Altex and Smart Crop, who funded this research project. And any questions? Yes, sir. Actually, we try to include the shades in our analysis, and we try to take the most of the time we take to try to take the images during the solar noon, so that we don't encounter the shades in our. But Dr. Ritchie already published a paper, and he said like we can classify shade as a soil, so we try to include all those shades in our. We did not try to discriminate between shades and soils in this research project. Yes.
Your irrigation, you told that you have any
irrigation levels.
Yes. What's the method? Subsurface or drip?
It's a subsurface drip method that we have at our research farm.
Yeah. Just wanted to find out. Now you're aware of file formats on these cameras, such as JPEGs or RAW. You do know that JPEGs are a lossy compression, which means they throw out information. So if you have red channels or green channels that are being thrown out with a JPEG, can you tell me what file format that you actually use to take these photos in?
We use the JPEG format here with the visible camera, and then all those image analysis that we have, we took the mean in the MATLAB, having a separate what's our mean for the red and what's.
So do you suppose there might be any kind of differences that you might be able to find, say, if you had included those red or green channels that were thrown out with the JPEG as opposed to a raw image which can be captured with your SLR?
Actually, the camera that we use, it has a very nice resolution, but and we were able to, like, those images were highly resolution, so we don't have any problem with having, like, whatever you pointed it out, but... Thank you. Thank you.